It is Preptober, preparation for the National Novel Writing Month in November. NaNoWriMo is the largest writing challenge in the world, and every writer should participate at least once. October is intense prep work for NaNoWriMo, because November is writing only, you know. We writers here at The Write Focus are participating, and we hope you do as well, whether officially or on your own. What is this week's work for Preptober? How do we stay motivated through the intense creativity? This episode can help. Welcome to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers, from newbies to veterans and everyone in between. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. We're hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers Inc. Books. Each episode lasts as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Listen for links to show notes and resources at the end of our broadcast. Now, on to the episode. First up, prep work. We should have great ideas for the novel we will write, at least 50,000 words of it during November, as part of our challenge. Our primary characters, their conflicts, the guiding theme, and a rough idea of the 7 pivot points of the plot was last week's work. What's this week? World building. Our characters' stomping grounds. Any special skills and elements for our primaries? Everything worked out. We're envisioning the world our primaries deal with. Links to our episodes for this week's work will be in the show notes. We need this prep work out of the way for November. To succeed at NaNoWriMo, we write 1,667 words per day. And from experience, I know we will have disruptions and distractions. We may lose up to 5 days, even when we are devoted. October and November require hard, intense, creative work, 2 solid months of it. What keeps us going through this intense work? Try this bit of inspiration from Emma Lee, our host. That's me! It's called 13 Steps for Dancing to Be a Writer. In this episode, we will have the first 6 steps. A former student contacted me about his great book idea. He wanted guidance on how to start writing. I texted back several long texts. I did spend teaching years telling my students much more information than they ever wanted to know for our daily lessons. I did the same thing with him, and I'm doing it with you. 13 steps in no particular order. Here we go. Step 1, just start writing. Who do you want to write about? What story do you want to tell? Just launch into an event with that character. You don't have to start at the beginning or the end. Whatever is swirling around, get it down. Once that scene is out, give a little thought to that character. People connect to characters they like. Develop a likable protagonist, you know, a real person with honor and humility, dreams and goals, a bit of crazy wildness, and a whole raft of kindness. Don't forget to give that protagonist angst that can be overcome. Step 2, be certain of your peeps. The protagonist allies need to be likable too, especially since we might kill a couple of them off during the course of the book. Kill them? Yes, we can kill people off. You don't have to do that, of course. You can do whatever you want with your characters and stories. You can do anything. Isn't that freeing, the idea that you can do anything? You are in charge of your writing. You can break the rules or follow them. You can ignore people's advice and criticisms and critiques or revise based on that advice and criticism and critiques. It's your writing. You're in charge. I want to say that over and over. No one else can write the book in your head. You do it. Start at the end. Start in the middle. Start with the 2nd chapter. Anywhere you want. Kill people off. Birth new ones. The only thing that matters is that your writing gradually forms a coherent story. Oops! How do I do that, you ask? Next dance step, please. 3, use patterns and models. And when you use those patterns and models, start adjusting them to your story to create a unique twist. The foundations of character building and plot structure are the same and have been the same for thousands upon thousands of years. Since people sat around fires after the day's hunt and chattered about what happened and the stories and made up legends. Every decade or so, new terminology will come out about writing, but the essence remains constant. Patterns and models are called archetypes. These are worldwide patterns, which means your audience for this story will be worldwide. For plot, use the archetypal story pattern. Our ASP. ASP creates a roller coaster plot flow with suspense and tension built in. Check out Christopher Vogler's Writer's Journey, easily researched on the internet. That's an excellent resource for any writer at any level. Most of the new stuff about writing that has come out since Vogler's seminal book just builds on his source, Joseph Campbell, who built on Carl Jung. You can't go wrong with Jung. It's like the master-teacher stuff. Four versions that I endured during 3 decades of teaching. The same information was repackaged to look new and shiny with lots of new jargon to make you think you're getting new until you look closely and see all the similarities with few minuscule differences. When I think of all those hours in meetings about the repackaged new ode that was pushed, let's just say I could have taken several long vacations every 5 years or so. Most writers talk about beats, which is built on Freytag's pyramid, that artificial constraint on story that was developed from studying finished stories. Other writers talk about using tropes. Warning, without a strong theme, tropes will create a mishmash of scenes. Whatever you use to develop characters and plot, write your basic story. When that rough draft is complete, then consider tropes and check that your story is following the beats. You'll discover that the archetypal story pattern not only kept your story on track, but also moving from beginning to end, even through the dreaded middle. Step 4, be a pro with your manuscript. Before you get too far into the rough draft, set up your manuscript properly. It's easier to do at the beginning than waiting at the end. Format the manuscript just like you did for essays in college and high school. That means 1-inch margins, double spaced, with no additional space between paragraphs, unless it's nonfiction. Use automatic wrap, which means that you let the words flow from one line to the next without your interference. You only hit enter when you need to start the next paragraph. Set paragraph indents at 0.25. Center your title and all headings. A handy little organizer for your manuscript is Styles on the Home ribbon. Pick Normal for body text, Heading 1 for book title, Heading 2 for chapter titles. Hover your mouse over the style type and right-click to select Modify. You can change fonts and paragraph elements, such as removing the Widow's Orphan control. When you finish the manuscript, Styles will assist you in creating a table of contents. Under Reference is the table of contents, an automatic generator. Use page numbers for drafts. This will help you as you proof. When you reach your final copy, follow submission guidelines. If you're submitting to traditional publishers, find out the publisher's submission guidelines and follow them. Styles will ease any changes you make. For self-publication, use the submission guideline templates available from your online distributor. For example, ebooks at Amazon don't need page numbers, paperbacks do. Step 5. Be willing to lose control. If the characters grab your story and you feel like you're just along for the ride, celebrate. That's inspired writing. The angels have graced those words. Writing can seem like a real slog sometimes. Then we have those moments, minutes, hours, when the story takes hold, the words just fly. When we finish the session, we look back and realize we may need to flesh things out a bit, yet the ideas that appeared from nowhere are great. These inspired moments are gifts of the creative muse. Celebrate them. Never hesitate to change anything you've planned. The creative muse loves for you to plan because she loves twisting those ideas around and changing them. A plan gives her elements to work with. Create as detailed of a plan as you want, then willingly abandon it whenever the muse dances on. Then return to the plan when the muse releases you. Always celebrate great writing achievements. Completing a chapter, reaching major points of the rough draft, completing the rough draft, completing the final draft, finishing the proof plus on the book, getting a great cover, publishing the dang thing, discovering the next great story idea, having the inspired writing moments. These are all extremely important. In writing, The rewards, which are rarely monetary, come few and far between. Finally for today, step 6. Be twisty with plot. You can't have a wonderful protagonist unless you have a twisty, wicked antagonist. When my former student asked for advice on how to write his first novel, he shared the cranial bone of his idea, which gave a strong hint about his central antagonist. I'll share the bit of bone here, since many stories, including the recent Hunger Games and the 1970s Logan's Run, are built on the same brain bone. By the way, that's the reason ideas cannot be copyrighted. Only the form that your idea takes through the words you put on the page. When someone steals your words, word after word after word, page by page, scene by scene, then that's breaking copyright, and you can go get them. So, in the bits of advice for him that I'm sharing with you, the conflict came next. I told him that his antagonist sounded like an institution running a supposedly utopian society, which means he had a masked dystopia. That's always fun to write, with the protagonist's slowly dawning realization, followed by an attempt to convince allies of the dystopia and rally them and others to the fight. Logan's Run does the masked dystopia pattern exceptionally well. As flawed as the film of the novel is, it still does an excellent job of shocking the audience with the switch from utopia to dystopia. Along with the protagonist, the reader has a double surprise following that realization, followed by a second double surprise with the protagonist's allies. Surprising the reader is important in any story. Then comes the quadruple obstacle of escaping the dystopia. Problem, problem, problem. And still the writer is not finished with surprises. Escape only starts up a whole new set of shocks. If you want to understand surprising the audience, you can study Logan's Run. It is highly dated and chauvinistic, which makes it offensive to modern sensibilities. If you want to see how much society has changed in less than 50 years, the film is the exemplar as a product of its time and the patriarchal mindset, to be much derided now. Throw popcorn at the viewing screen. However, Logan's Run is also a well-written story with constant movement that gets the necessary surprises right. Be careful as you consider any advice about antagonists, mine or other people's. The advice may seem simplistic. It never is. Many great writers have whole novels fall apart when they haven't created strong antagonists. The weaker the antagonist, the weaker your protagonist. Next week, it's another prep week for NaNoWriMo, the Discipline Making Writing Challenge. We'll present the next prep work to have in place before November and writing scenes and sequels that will be the novel you read as you write it. And we'll have the last 7 steps in this 13 Steps for Dancing to Be a Writer. Inspiration for this week comes to us from Ursula K. Le Guin. As a writer, you are free. You are about the freest person that ever was. Your freedom is what you have bought with your solitude, your loneliness. She's right. Writing requires solitude. At times, characters crowd our minds. At other times, we realize how alone we are in our process. NaNoWriMo in November creates a community of writers working through the same problems at the same time. We can join in at gatherings, discuss our works in progress and problems with peers who understand, and participate in sprints. NaNo can be great fun, unless you're surrounded by people who compete rather than cooperate. Here at Writers Inc. Books and The Right Focus, we hope you find a cooperative community. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by Emma Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Rooms, all from Writers Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes and resource links for these and other episodes are at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Our music is licensed through Audio Jungle. It's called Background Music Logo, created by Alexander Polishchuk, known on Audio Jungle as Plastic 3. The music comes in 5 different iterations. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com if you have speculations, comments, or questions. When you find value in our content, share with your writing friends or write a review. We're small beans here. We don't have the advertising budget of the big peeps, and you can make a difference in whatever occurs. Right on.